Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today, I want to talk all things LinkedIn because I have been in my speaking era, if you will, and I have been on stages from New York to LA and everywhere in between, and I am just feeling the energy and the vibe and the awesomeness that is LinkedIn. Of course, I wrote a book on it. Hopefully, you've got the book. If not, what are you waiting for? Go to Amazon or go to my website, MirandaVonFricken.com, and grab the book. If you are one of those people who buy books to support other women or other local authors or entrepreneurs, thank you. I love you. You're amazing. There's a special bookstore for you in heaven. however, if you're also that person who buys the book to support but doesn't read it, you're not alone. I can't tell you. I have a whole stack of books from entrepreneurs here locally and people that I've met on LinkedIn that I've bought their books to support them. But I just haven't had a chance to get into it yet because for whatever reason, right? Busy. I'm already in another book. I've got 15 I'm starting. I think someday I may take a whole month off. I may decide to take a whole month off and just read everybody's books and just like love on them. But I wanted to change that for my book because my book, Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn, is very hands-on. So there's a workbook right in the middle for personal branding, and it separates itself out for students, employees, executives, and entrepreneurs. So no matter where you are in your professional journey, there's a spot for you. If you're looking for jobs, you would fall under the employee side, and you would really fill out your workbook and your LinkedIn according to that in order to find a job or get promoted or hire people. So this is a really interactive book. And I have been getting asked a lot if I have a accompanying course to go with it. Now, I don't have a course yet, but I will be doing that. So keep an eye peeled. But what I did so that I can make an impact immediately is started a book club. So I want to give you 10-second overview of my book club that's starting in November. Like, let's go. But then I also wanted to kind of give you a taste of what it's like to work with me, to hear me on stage. Tonight, I'm actually going to speak at Apartments Palooza. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's in Saratoga. It's an amazing event for real estate venues, for real estate people, different vendors who work in the real estate space, home improvement, like you name it. There's so many different industries that are going to be there, but it's called Apartments Palooza because it's for like multifamily, the multifamily industry and everybody who's involved in that. And so I thought it was cool while I go through my slides here to turn it into a podcast so you can hear a little bit about if you have never been to an event of mine or if you're curious about what you'll find in the book, this presentation that I'm doing this evening, there's a chunk of it in the book. So it's almost like a teaser, if you will, for the book. So grab the book, join a book club. It's $100. Absolutely worth your investment. It's a 4-week essentially a live program. I take you through the books. There's 3 different sections of the book, energy, strategy, and abundance. And we dive into each of those each week. And then there's a week ahead of time for you to kind of like maybe like a half a week to get into it, read like the beginning parts of it, get your goals kind of set up. And then at the end to really start to make those changes and for me to go in and audit your profile. So I thought that was pretty cool. I wanted to invite you to book club. It's going to be like the hottest party in town, let me tell you. So go to my website, MirandaVonFricken.com to learn more. Go to my LinkedIn, shoot me a DM if you can't find it. Find book club. It's worth it. I'll send you the link. If you just want to like DM me on Insta or on, I don't even know, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever you find me, send me a DM that says book club and I'll send you the link. And this is something you can join at any time. If you happen to hear this message November 20th, jump in. It's jump in because you're going to have access to recordings. You'll still get the audit at the end when you're ready. It's a 4-week program. Like, let's go. So enough of book club. I'd love to see you there. This presentation I'm doing tonight is called The Power of Presence, and it's a big thing, a big topic I talk about in the book and a lot of the times on stages. Our presence needs to be felt on the platform, and if you are, no matter where you are in your professional journey, you need to have a presence on LinkedIn, whether you're a first semester student all the way up to super senior CEO about to retire. There needs to be a presence on LinkedIn for multiple reasons. I mean, this is where the people are that you're looking to connect with. If you're fundraising, if you work for a nonprofit, if you work in sales, if you're an accounts receivable person, like you need to have some type of presence, if not for your clients and the company, then for yourself and for your career journey. And let's be honest, like, LinkedIn is the professional social media site. I've met so many amazing people on LinkedIn that I now call friends, that I literally do life with every single day. I met them on LinkedIn and I couldn't be happier. So having a presence on LinkedIn can really fuel and expand our personal and professional life. So leveraging the power of LinkedIn, this presentation is going to dive all into it about amplifying our brand and our influence. The vibe is typically from awareness to abundance. Whenever I do a keynote or I'm speaking or any of the books you're going to read that I'm a part of, I usually take you on a journey from abundance or from awareness to abundance. We learn some things, we collect some ahas. I do a Q&A often. So if you have any questions about LinkedIn, please feel free to DM me. I'm happy to answer those questions. I'm not going to send you an invoice unless you get a little crazy and have all the questions, but then I have a strategy session for you. But really, I love diving in from where you are to where you want to be. And where you want to be is usually to be abundant, to get some type of ROI from your LinkedIn presence. I, as you, most of you have known, have been on LinkedIn since 2007. Yep, I'm an OG. I was on LinkedIn back when I worked in higher education. I would connect my students to hiring managers. It was essentially a resume site back in the day. And then from there, after my transition in career to a different industry, 4 layoffs, personal trauma, I kept going on LinkedIn and evolving as the platform evolved. So I started teaching marketing and recruiting. Then I got into culture and branding. I trained organizations for years and teams. I still do. I became the host of LinkedIn Local, where I took our local community here in the Capital Region in New York got to know the people behind the profile. It was like one of my coolest things I've ever done. I'm actually looking to create one for the end of November too. So keep an eye, maybe the beginning of December, depending on event space and stuff. So if you're an event person or you do events and you've got an awesome venue in the Capital Region, please DM me. I'd love to know. I'm going to start planning my next LinkedIn Local and it's going to be sponsored by Own Your Awesome. Whoop, whoop, combining all the brands. So from there, obviously, I wrote the book. It became a bestseller. And this entire time, I've worked with marketing agencies, small businesses, large corporations, colleges, solopreneurs, nonprofits, brand builders, you name it. I work with people when it comes to LinkedIn. And anytime I train a company, a college, a corporation, I talk about why LinkedIn is so important, whatever the topic is specifically we dive into, whether it's magnetizing or monetizing your presence, what should go on your profiles, how to create content. I get real specific, but the first thing I ask the audience is, are you on LinkedIn? And because you may be my audience, but you're probably driving in your car or out walking, or if you are, you know, at your desk right now listening, feel free to raise your hand. Who is on LinkedIn? And then keep it up if you're active on LinkedIn. I'm curious if I could see you now, how many of you put your hands down? Because being active on LinkedIn is actually the secret sauce. It's not just having a profile, you know, although it does start with the profile. You have to have a presence on the platform. And that's really what I'm going to dive into in this episode today. But why LinkedIn, right? Like I talk about so much here on this podcast. I talk a lot about like self-leadership, the woo stuff, my personal experience, you know, things that have expanded and elevated me this year. I do a little bragging sometimes because, you know, I celebrate myself. But LinkedIn is essentially, if we're talking business, the top of my funnel. LinkedIn is how I attract people to me, my brand, you know, my services, my offerings. And why LinkedIn though? Like, why is it LinkedIn? Why am I not all over Instagram in my hot pink tutu? Why did I choose to go to a very masculine, energetic space to don some hot pink shoes and tutus and, you know, do my thing on LinkedIn? Well, it's because I started there and it was me who was trying to climb the corporate ladder, thought that LinkedIn was where I needed to be. And then when LinkedIn started to evolve and become more of a social platform than just a resume site, I started to realize I could be more myself. and people were responding, right? These stuffy professionals, they make a lot of money, right? LinkedIn is the platform where the people who make the most money are. You got more executives, more CEOs, more decision makers, if you will. I think when you do the Google the stats or whatever, they say the average person on LinkedIn makes about $75,000. That's the person who can afford me. I mean, technically, I've got lots of options. Book club was $100, right? Like anybody can afford that. And if you can't, DM me if you really want to be on it. Let's talk too. But why LinkedIn, right? So there's many reasons people get on LinkedIn. It's our digital first impression, especially in the professional space. It's a phenomenal platform to build a reputation, credibility, and trust. You can showcase your expertise. I have a really weird time like talking about resume stuff on Instagram, right? Like that's just kind of odd, right? No, LinkedIn is the place to do it if you're looking to grow professionally and get promoted or expand your reach in sales or connect to different industries. It's a phenomenal place to build your network. I told you, I made friends there, not just, you know, personal friends, but business friends too. People who refer business to me, who shout me out, who say my name when I'm not in the room. Like this is where I connect with my community. It's 100% a place to find opportunities, business partners, referral partners, to engage in or start conversations. Heck, sometimes it's even a place to finish a conversation. I love a good mic drop moment on LinkedIn. It's definitely the place to expand your visibility, your reach, grow your business, your career, your brand. And if you're in sales, or if you sell anything, or you have a business, or if you're looking to find a job, you're selling yourself, let's be honest, this is the place to attract, to nurture, and convert. And converting is all the rage on LinkedIn. And we do it in a really special way. It's not just, hey, buy my widget. Comment below if you want the link, right? It's about our presence on the platform. It's about being present on the platform. And then it's about the presence that we give our network. The presence would essentially be our offers, our time, our treasure, our talent. And I'll dive more into that in a second. But it all begins with our presence on the profile. So if you're a note-taking person, this is where you're going to want to take some notes. And if you're driving, do not take notes. Come back to this, you know, pause it if you want and come back later. Or listen through the whole time and let it sink in and then come back with a notebook and really hone in on the specifics that apply to you and where you are in your LinkedIn journey. So let's talk presence. Let's talk about your profile, right? Like how are you showing up on LinkedIn? What does your profile look like? Is it complete? Like, did you fill in all the things? Would you be embarrassed if I were to go to your LinkedIn right now and audited it or tried to hire you and it doesn't say all the things you wanted to say? Like, people talk about us. Are the good things on LinkedIn? Do you have some recommendations down there, right? Wouldn't it be nice if every good thing somebody said to you in a review or as a coworker or a project leader at school, if you're a student in college, wouldn't it be nice if those things were on your profile? Yeah, it's time that we start to elevate our presence by not only completing, but optimizing our profile. All those keywords that we should have on there that people are searching for. For me, they're searching for LinkedIn, empowerment, motivation, awesomeness, all those keywords, all up in my profile. All up in it. This should probably be a paid episode. This is gonna be good, friends. I hope you're ready for it. And we're already in it. So if you're still here, you're ready for it and you're here for it. So if you have a company, if you're an entrepreneur, do you have a company page? Because it's one more opportunity to get more keywords, to come up on searches, to be found on Google, because Google and LinkedIn are friends. I think you know the story there, or Microsoft bought it. It connects to ChatGPT and they're all friends because they all own each other. And it's kind of like, if you're Googling me, my results are high, high, high. I've got 10 pages. If you Google Miranda Von Fricken, 10 pages of me, 8 pages of them are LinkedIn. How crazy is that, right? Like probably all 10 pages are my LinkedIn posts or pictures or articles or whatever I put out on there are probably LinkedIn. And then on one of those pages will be my podcast, my website, and any articles that I've been featured in, or interviews that I had. You know, it's just crazy to me that like most of the results are going to be LinkedIn. So please, please, please optimize your profile. Get a company page if you don't have one already. Use all the keywords and make sure that your copy, what you write in there, speaks to your ideal audience. Think about them. What are they searching for? What do they need? What are they looking to bring to their business? What are they looking to attract? And that's how you need to formulate your copy for LinkedIn. Do you have a brand? I'm just kidding. Everybody has a brand, let's be honest, but that's a whole different presentation. Everybody has a brand, but is yours accurate? Is it accurate? Do they come to LinkedIn and know exactly who you are? Do you make them feel a certain way? Is your presence known and felt? And my key word that I use all the time is obvious. Is it obvious what you do on LinkedIn? If it's not obvious, I'm scrolling on by. The biggest question I ask people is, are you referred by other people? Are you tagged in people's comments? Do people return to your LinkedIn profile, check you out multiple times throughout the week, the month, the year? When you look to see who's viewing your profile, now that's a paid feature, which is unfortunate, but you know, sometimes you got to pay to get the cool stuff. That's literally the only reason I pay for LinkedIn, is because I want to know who's peeping on my profile, because that's my warm lead list. If we're in sales or an entrepreneur, that's my warm lead list right there. Who's peeping at me that I may not be connected to, or that I am connected to and we haven't had a conversation in a while. So that this all to me, this presence of our profile, optimizing it, using keywords, speaking to my ideal audience, the brand, the presence, being known and felt, this is visual magnetism. This, my friends, is how you attract people to LinkedIn. So if I were to go to your profile right now, this may need to be a part 1, 2, and 3. I love a good three-parter, don't you? Let's stick with the profile for now. And then next episode, we'll dive into how to use it and how to attract people and all that good stuff. If I went to your profile right now, I asked you earlier, would you be embarrassed? But the important question is, what is it doing for you, what you need it to do for you? When you go to my profile right now, as of today, it's very heavy about my book. It's Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn. Before the book, it was Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn without a picture of a book. Like, it was sparkly. It was pink and yellow. It had like a magic wand at one point. Like, it's got confetti on it. It's got my name, of course. But my name isn't the biggest word on LinkedIn or on my profile. The biggest word is LinkedIn. Because I do LinkedIn. It's the top of my funnel. Of course, I do personal branding. I'm a speaker. I do masterminds, one-on-one coaching. Now I'm a best-selling author. Like, I do a lot of things. Self-leadership, empowerment. I speak at women's groups. Like, I do a lot of things, all in the same realm. But it usually starts and people are pulled into me by the work I do on LinkedIn. And then I have a call to action that says, let's connect and make some magic. That makes people want to scroll down. Of course, that's all in the banner. All that feeling right there is in the banner. And then you got the headline, and then you've got like the follower count and a little, sometimes there's a yellow or a blue nomination or whatever they're called, award from LinkedIn. I've got, you know, top speaking, public speaking voice, branding voice, motivational voice. I've got them all. Like, everything that I do, LinkedIn has given me some kudos for. So that's pretty awesome. But that's going away. So don't get too excited if you haven't had your chance to get a little yellow label, if you will, because people are hacking the system. That's how they roll. It's such a pain in the ass. It ruins it for everybody. So that will be going away, I think, at the end of the year. But not a big deal. The blue in, I guess, will stay. And that's something that the people on LinkedIn actually go out and seek. Right? Big names. But there's still a way to hack that system. I found somebody who had one of those in credits, and they had like 2,000 followers, and it cracked me up because I was like, come on now. Like, you can't be that much of an influence if you're not reaching people. And I think it was a bot. So that was the problem we all had with it. But I digress. Maybe that's a separate episode where I talk about the shenanigans that goes on LinkedIn, because that could be a 20-part series. Oh my goodness. But back to the profile. Is it obvious, right? Does it scream, this is the person I need to work with? Does it answer questions for people? Does the top of your profile, if you read my book, my question, big question is, does your top pop? Now, ladies, I'm not talking about our top tops. Although if they're popping, good for you. I'm talking about the top of our LinkedIn profile, from the top of our banner down to like the follower count. Does it pop? Is it bold? Does it make me feel something? Does it make me want to take action? Is it obvious who you are, what you do, and who you do it for? And does it drive them somewhere to take action? For me, my call to action is let's connect. Because if you connect with me, that's an easy button click. And then it puts it in my hands that I need to follow up from that point forward. And I know I'll do my part. And I'll be able to nurture the next side of what we do on the platform. So speaking of nurture, we're going to go into episode 2 of this series of Owning Our Awesome on LinkedIn. But before we do, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And if you're sticking with me for part 2 and part 3, thank you. I love you. Talk to me about your profiles. Send me a DM on LinkedIn, on Instagram. Let's talk all things profile. This episode was essentially about the profile. I know I didn't dive into every single part, especially below the top that needs to pop, the experience, the featured section. There's so much that goes into a profile, and I want to dive into most of it with you. But I also want to make sure that this is bite size, right? So make your top pop, make it obvious, make it stand out. Give them a call to action. Tell them what to do. And if you need more, join the book club or DM me. Get on my calendar for a strategy session. Let's talk about your profile and how you can achieve your goals by making yours pop and being a little more present on the platform. All right, friends. Until next time, continue to own your awesome. I'm out.